This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Eviction often starts with a traumatic event, a lost job, illness, or a death in the family. People fall behind on the rent. The eviction notice comes. New York City, where nearly 22,000 people are evicted every year, is making a bet that it can break this cycle by spending $155 million a year on lawyers to represent low-income tenants. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
At New York City's housing court in downtown Brooklyn, where judges preside over landlord-tenant disputes, about 30 people are standing in a line, waiting to speak to a clerk. They're representing themselves in court.
This is the kind of the bottleneck entry point to housing court.
Sergio Jimenez, an attorney at the nonprofit Brooklyn Defender Services, flips through a list of the day's cases.
All of the landlords have attorneys. So landlord's attorney, landlord's attorney, landlord's attorney, one tenant attorney.
99% of landlords in New York City eviction cases have lawyers, according to the city. Just 27% of tenants do. Jimenez says without a lawyer, tenants are at a disadvantage.
Most of the time you'll be going up against somebody who's been doing this for decades, knows all the judges, knows all the court staff, knows the system.
New York City recently passed a law funding free legal services for residents who are facing eviction and fall below a certain income threshold, about $49,000 a year for a family of four. Harry Michelle, who's 64 and lives in Queens, is an example of why having a lawyer matters. He fought off eviction a few years ago. The father of a young son, he was living with his brother, William, and his mother, who was terminally ill.
I was taking care of her during the day while he was at work and also caring for my son.
Then his brother had an accident and ended up in a coma. Michelle fell behind on the rent and his landlord sued him.
I was bewildered. I didn't know what to do.
A lawyer from the Legal Aid Society, a nonprofit, took on Michelle's case, helping him get a rent subsidy from the city and negotiating for him to stay in the apartment longer.
If I didn't have representation, we literally would have been homeless.
More than 59,000 people sleep in New York City's homeless shelters every night. Stephen Banks, commissioner of the city's Department of Social Services, says the new law could help people stay in their homes instead.
To spend a couple of $1,000s to provide legal services versus tens of thousands of dollars to provide shelter makes this a very good investment.
Joseph Strasberg, who heads the landlord advocacy group, the Rent Stabilization Association, questions the wisdom of the law. He says a lawyer might just delay an inevitable eviction.
The owner is out of rent for months, which has an impact on their ability to put money back into the building, pay off their real estate taxes, and how about their mortgage?
Strasberg says even tenants with a lawyer have to come up with the rent money. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.